Now time for locker room chat with Valley Falls boys basketball coach Cale Gatzemeyer after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, we'll start off with your first game from last week, and that is your guys' win over ACCHS. You guys win at 156-48. Your thoughts on that win?
It was a great win. You know, Effingham had come in and playing pretty well, and, you know, one of the top teams in our league. It was a thrilling game for our boys. You know, there were such great moments in that game throughout, you know, between, you know, everything that happening in the first half to the third quarter to the fourth quarter and everything in between. It was just a great game for us. You know, Hayden Carney kind of, you know, took the team, put it on his back in the first half. He had 17 first half points. And then, you know, Dylan Cervantes kind of took over in the third quarter. Had 8 big points in that third quarter, and then, you know, the fourth quarter was Zach Evans' time. You know, he finished the game with 17 points, but he had 11 in the fourth quarter, and, you know, there was key contributors throughout the game. You know, Flint Seymour, just a freshman coming in off the bench and had a huge three-point play in the first half. You know, Thayer Coleman only ended the game with 2 points, and Carter Pickle had 2 points. But they both did a phenomenal job guarding the Worley kid. You know, I can't say enough about what John Frakes did. You know, he had three block shots where he met guys at the rim, and he took 4 charges, and they were just, you know, in crucial moments of the game and did everything about perfect that we could down the stretch. So I was really, really pleased with our effort, our intensity, and our execution in the game against Effingham.
And, Coach, last night you guys took on Moorhill Mount Academy, falling in that one 58-41. Your thoughts of that game?
You know, Moorhill is a really good team. They're athletic. They seem to play really well against us. You know, we would, coming into the game, they kind of, like, not scored, you know, a bunch of points in their last few games. They've been scoring in the 40s and stuff like that. And, you know, we just didn't do a very good job defensively. It was kind of a back and forth game for much of the first half. They hit a couple threes late in the second quarter, got them off to a six point lead. We cut the deficit to 3 in the third quarter, and then late in the game they got some run outs and some easy buckets off our missed opportunities. We just didn't, you know, it was kind of a weird day. And, you know, I made a mention during the girls game there wasn't a lot of atmosphere in the gym. You know, it was just kind of one of those nights that we didn't play our best, you know, so we're going to have to, moving forward with a quick turnaround for JCN tomorrow night, we're going to have to get right today at practice and be ready to play tomorrow.
Yeah, and talking about that game versus Jefferson County North, them obviously being in your same sub-state, and they're, as of right now, in first place. You guys are in third. Your thoughts on the importance on this one?
You know, Coach Knoll's doing a great job with them this year. They're an athletic group. You know, sometimes they don't score a lot of points, but their defense is always ready to play. And that's something that we've got to be ready for. They, you know, held us to one of our lowest outscores this year when we played them earlier in the year. But, you know, we're a little bit different team than we were then. But it's one of those games that, you know, it may set the tone for how sub-state's going to go. So, you know, I challenged the guys last night to be locked in today and, you know, move forward into Friday and be completely locked in for a game with our big rival.
Should be a fun one, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you one last time coming up next week.
All right, Jared. I appreciate it, man. Have a great day.
That was Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Cale Gatzemeyer here on Locker Room Chat.